This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. New Trump administration rules that took effect might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. The new policy will take effect October the 15th. And under the rule, a public charge is defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within any 36-month period. Cesar Espinosa, the executive director of the Houston immigrant advocacy group Field, says the plan to deny green cards for those who seek public assistance is raising the fear level in the migrant community.
What we have seen in the last 2 years of the Trump administration is people who are eligible to apply for benefits for their citizen children are so afraid to do so because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble that we have seen a great decrease in people actually applying for these benefits. We're talking about Medicaid, TANF, food stamps.
Officials in the Trump administration want to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning China against harsh reprisals on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, thousands of whom occupied the territory's international airport on Monday, forcing the cancellation of flights. Via Twitter, the lawmaker said the people of Hong Kong are bravely standing up to the Chinese Communist Party. There was no violence reported at the airport, but dozens of injuries were reported on Hong Kong streets, where angry protesters blocked roads and refused police orders to disperse. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has weighed in via her spokesman, Rupert Colville.
She calls on the authorities and the people of Hong Kong to engage in an open and inclusive dialogue aimed at resolving all issues peacefully. This is the only sure way to achieve long-term political stability and public security by creating channels for people to participate in public affairs.
This is VOA News. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion that they've created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their firm actions at the protests were justified. Talks with North Korea are stalled yet again. Pyongyang has ramped up its ballistic missile launches, and in the United States, the leading contender to challenge President Donald Trump is threatening a tougher approach toward Kim Jong-un. Add it all up, and these are increasingly challenging times for the liberal government of South Korean President Moon Jae-in, which, against all odds, helped bring about the U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks in 2018, but can now do little to help move them forward. North Korea has set an end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to change its approach to the talks. Scientists are a step closer to finding the first effective treatments for the deadly Ebola fever after two potential drugs showed encouraging survival results in a clinical trial in the Congo. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has the latest.
Hope may be on the horizon for those fighting the deadly Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This after scientists with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced Monday that two potential drugs showed a survival rate of as much as 90% in a clinical trial. The two experimental drugs were developed with antibodies harvested from survivors of the Ebola infection. Authorities say they'll now offer the treatments to all patients in the DRC. The trial began last November and has been conducted in four treatment centers across the country, with some 681 patients enrolled.
One woman was injured during a stabbing attack in downtown Sydney on Tuesday. Police in Australia's largest city say the man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during the lunchtime hours. The suspect in Norway's mosque shooting has appeared in court. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of Norway's domestic security agency says officials had received a vague tip a year ago about the suspected gunman in Saturday's Oslo mosque shooting. But it was not sufficient to act on, as there weren't any concrete plans of attack. Consequently, the official says, he didn't see any reason to change the overall threat assessment for Norway. The suspect, Philip Manshaus, is accused of an attempted terrorist attack on the mosque and separately killing his teenage stepsister. In court, he looked bruised and scratched, but smiling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music. music. Today, the voice of America.